All right.
All right,
So
so
we could just get the wiggles out and shit and
while I'm eating, I'll conveniently do.
It's fine. We've kind of went either or mode on that. Like it doesn't matter.
No, I feel like eating on a podcast, like listening to a podcast where someone is eating into the mic, it's the most obnoxious thing other than talking over someone else.
But that's when they have like one of those super nice mics that you can hear all the sounds, which we don't.
You're
You
like,
just
Paul, your headset's shit.
that same Bluetooth one that
I don't care that, you spent a few hundred bucks on a headset with voice canceling surround sound 7.1. I don't care. Your mic is shit.
Yeah, just eat your fucking Costco, right? You're gonna be fine.
I got to ask you this question because this is I was dealing with this before. I shouldn't even say dealing with it.
What's the issue?
There was on Facebook on Facebook there was this guy who was talking about it's a little Flash modifier community, like a little pocket. It's a bunch of photographers. Anyways, this guy goes, I don't know what, like, essentially, I put bridal dresses, like when I take pictures of the bride dresses, because this is wedding photography now. He's like, I put them, I always heard it's not good to put the bridal dress on a sprinkler in a hotel room to take the picture.
Oh, like on
And
a emergency sprinkler, you're hanging it from there. Is that what you're saying?
yeah, now
Okay.
Alan knows because he's an engineer, and you don't fucking do that. Don't break the fucking fire sprinkler that's responsible for flooding your room in case there's a fire that breaks out, because if you break that shit, you flood your room.
Among
Right?
other
Like,
things.
you would
And the
think
dress,
that's
don't.
wait, you would think that's common sense, right? Like, don't fuck with the fire sprinkler.
Right.
Don't put a 10-pound dress hanging on a hanger on the sprinkler. This motherfucker, I shouldn't say motherfucker, okay? This guy actually debated it in his head and was like, you know what? I'm gonna ask someone who makes sprinklers if that's okay. And the guy actually responded back to
The
him.
sprinkler manufacturer, or what?
Like, yeah, and the sprinkler manufacturer actually wrote, the vice president of the company wrote him a letter back saying, yeah, that's an absolutely idiotic thing to do. Why would you do that? Like, and so all the Facebook comments underneath
No.
were like, yeah, no, so the internet at its finest, right? Like,
Yeah, just
yeah,
troll bait, just.
oh, and I'm fucking king of the goddamn trolls on the photography shit. So there's already like maybe like 50 likes and maybe about a dozen comments already. Like, this happened to a bride I knew, or that why would you do that? That's insane. Right? And so I put down, and I thought this was being nice. Okay, this must be a joke. 'Cause like, and then this guy writes down
He replies to
afterwards.
you, right? He replies to your comment.
No, well, he indirectly replies to me.
Okay.
He goes, I'm so glad to see that there are Facebookers out here that feel that sharing this information is good and there's care and there is a response to make sure that doesn't happen to their fellow photographers. But then I also hate Facebook because of sanctimonious assholes like, so and so. Not me, but there's a lot of other comments like, you're an idiot.
Yeah,
And my response was, this is a joke, right? Period. No smiley face. No fucking, you're a moron. Hashtag. Just, this must be a joke because you literally. And so after he did that, and then he po posted, why would this be a joke? I'm like, motherfucker, you just opened the floodgates.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, it looked like sounded like a good idea at the time, and what had
Like,
happened
you
was
don't
like he's
poke the
explaining to
bear.
the fire department, like what had
Don't
happened was.
poke. So then I say, look, you must be that guy that makes toast while he's in the shower.
That was your response to the.
Well, no, and then followed by, I also know that I don't need to ask PETA if it's okay if I fist a dog.
Mm-hmm.
Or fist animals, right?
I would think that's a bit of a line step. Yeah, we'll call it that.
That was a little bit aggressive.
I would have worded that. I would have worded that differently.
Yeah.
Not fisted, but like gently inserted, like violated. You like violated or fisted? I think fisted's a lot more. And then I follow that with, by the way, welcome to the internet. You know? And then he goes, thanks for making Facebook this much worse. And so I respond again with,
this much worse than what? Like, this is Facebook. Welcome to Facebook. Like, 4chan? Like what the fuck?
I said again, welcome to the internet. Like, you know, and then I also put, your tears taste delicious. So.
So we're not talking about sprinklers anymore, and then, are we? At this point in the conversation, it was no longer about photography or wedding dresses or anything related to the original topic.
You should see the rest of the freaking The rest of the responses are like, "This is a joke," and he didn't say anything to them, just me. So don't poke the bear.
Yeah.
Don't poke the bear. Then I'm like, all right, you know, maybe this is a misunderstanding. No, it's not a misunderstanding. Maybe this guy really genuinely is an idiot. Like, you know, whatever. So I look, you know, obviously wedding photographer from Vegas, whatever. But then I can't help it. Cause like in his response to me about how Facebook is a bunch of assholes, he also used the wrong form of your.
Shit.
He gave him a grammar lesson. Also.
Grammar, please.
So then I was like, oh, and by the way, I hate to point out that you misuse your, but I guess that would also be common sense as well.
Right. while I'm at it, since you have an open wound already, just want to point out that right there.
Stopped responding after that.
He probably didn't know. He didn't know what kind of bear you were. He didn't know. Oh, man. Have you guys seen that thing about like the guy, like somebody gets cut off or whatever? And then the guy pulls over and he gets out of his truck to go cuss out the guy that cut him off. And then the other guy's Evander Holyfield. You seen that? It's like a commercial. I think it's Evander Holyfield. He's like it's like he's advocating. It's like he's a spokesperson against road rage or something. So like it. So it, yeah. So no it, shows, it shows him like it shows him like pulling out of the driveway or something, and it shows like this truck like honking at him, and then pulls over in front of him. You know, gets out of his truck all mad about the current driver, but the other truck is Evander Holyfield.
Dude, I've seen like real life videos of like that happening in Russia, where like the guy, it's like cuts him off, whatever, and the guy gets out of his car and approaches the other car, and then the other guy comes out with like an axe.
Jesus.
And the other guy like is scrambling back to his car like to get in. The guy just gets out with the axe, holds it, and he's just like, okay. Yep. And then goes back in his car.
Maybe that's all he ever has to do. Have you guys heard that one about Dolph Lundgren? There's like a – because he's Russian, right? He's from the Soviet?
No, that's just Rocky IV, man. Okay,
he's not American.
Yeah, when you call him Ivan.
He doesn't know what country he's from? I thought he was Russian.
I just did the thing. No, I just did a light version of the thing that Paul just did. Like, you must be joking, right? Like, all right, let's use the internet. I'm going to call the internet.
So I'm going to continue the story, though. So he's in ex-country, whatever. Okay. He's actually, apparently he's like, when he's not being a badass in movies, pretty mellow guy. He's got a degree in chemical engineering, you know. And there was some story about how some story about how when he went like someone broke into his house, like these three guys were gonna burglarize his house or something. His wife was home. They tied her up. Like these guys tied his wife up.
Oh shit!
And then as they were rummaging through, like seeing what to steal, they saw a picture of whose house it was. They saw that it was Dolph Lundgren's house, and they left. Like,
there's like a life-size statue of like Drago.
Yeah, it's that freaking flag, right? Like the red, you know, with the red background, and it's just like.
See, so I'm not the only one. I don't know what countries the posters. So we can complete this story.
He's Swedish. So there you go.
His home is Sweden. Yeah, there was these guys. Yeah. That, so like either he came home or the police called him or something, but they found his wife tied up, but no one was there. And then the story was like he saw it, like they saw him in a picture frame or something. And then they're like, "Oh man, that's right. You know, that's Ivan Drago," or I don't know what they said, but you know, they left. They didn't want any part of it.
Can you imagine if that was your security system at home? Like you put up pictures of like Wesley Snipes, like framed pictures of like Wesley Snipes on your wall, or someone just like bad, like someone like some random badass. And you take it like a step further, like you have like Photoshop pictures of him like hugging your wife, like
it can't be all of them because then that would look fake. It's got to just be like one person or something, you know? Just like, oh, this person could own this house.
Yeah, you can't have. Yeah, exactly. Right.
That would be awesome.
I can imagine the wife being like, "Oh no, not again!" You see the people leaving, but not like going to untie her or anything. Just being like,
"At least
the timing.
At least the timing." The whole deal was so great.
We could ask the wife like, "Hey, so do you guys have any history of burglaries?" Or like, "No, but we also don't have any history of guests coming to our house parties." Because no one wants to come over.
Like they're that scary. Like it's like not even a real. It's like Freddy.
Oh god!
It's not even like a real person. It's just it's a picture of or like Jason and Freddy are like holding your daughter like at a baptism. Like, yeah. Wait a second. Godfather is some who? Who are the Godfathers? Yeah.
We're good. You leave now. Yeah. Hey, Paul, while I have you on the phone, I remember we were talking before I had to let you go. You were telling us about Japan.
About Japan?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. I just got...
Japan. Oh, Japan. Yeah. I thought you said about you were telling us about your pan.
No.
Yes, I have a pan that I make brownies.
Let's hear about the pots also.
same with bread. I learned how to make... I've been making bread. Since I moved into the new house, I've become a housewife, essentially.
Wait, so did you go to...
You become Amish.
Did you go to Japan? Yeah. Or?
I hand grind the bread, the flour.
Bread.
I went to Japan.
And the bread. It's already bread. Why would you hand grind it?
Well, you have to hand grind the bread and then add water, put it in the oven to make bread. It's really weird how that works.
Oh, God awesome. Damn it.
The best way to make bread is to buy bread, put it in the oven, and then... And then oven it. Not bake it. You have to oven it. You buy bread and then you just oven it. It comes out fresh.
Dude, one time I tried that. I didn't even turn the oven on, but it came out good. It came out good.
I need your recipe. Be sure you send me the link to the recipe on your already made bread.
It's probably on that guy's website that puts wedding dresses on sprinklers.
Yeah.
So I want to hear about Japan. Okay. Is there a Japan story or?
So this part of the episode is brought to you by the Dink because he has no kids, so you don't have to worry about like what are we doing now? Are we there yet? Like any of that stuff? How do we keep them entertained? Shit, are there batteries in the iPad and all that crap ready to go?
There, so yeah, we went to Japan for a week, and we pretty much saw like three major areas of Japan within 7 days. Wow. A lot of walking, a lot of trains. Dude, Japan, it really has like a special place. It's a special place for me. Mm-hmm. The culture I really dig. It's a bit homogenous, but hey, you know what? Like, aside from America, that's where everywhere else is like that.
Right.
So,
yeah.
So I mean, hey, that's the way they are.
Were you not used to being like the tall Asian guy? Is that your?
See, the thing was, there were some guys that were as tall as me, but then I could tell they weren't as thick as me. Like, you look right. malnourished, sir. Might want to get on the get off the fish and rice diet. So, right. No, but like the big thing that I was telling Christian about was they really prioritize heart, like just silence. Mm-hmm. Like you can't, they don't do cell phone conversations in public wow. transportation. So you can't be on your cell phone while you're on the train. A lot of people, they'll be like, they'll have their headphones in and yeah. they'll just whatever. They'll be reading or they'll be listening to music. But what I really realized is you're able to just let stuff sink in.
Cool.
You can sit and just enjoy the yeah. present. You know, it's like that I really enjoyed that. I was like, it's quiet and I like it because it's very peaceful.
It also is probably, you know, like you can really, I would imagine, think. It's refreshing for you because, or, you know, people like us, our Americans, it's not something that we get all the time, you know?
Yeah, we're almost allergic yeah. to silence. It's like, oh, we got to be doing some. Oh, we got to be doing like 15 things at yeah, once, yeah. actually.
I think that the right. The fact that it's something that they go for is also interesting because like here we would think that silence is almost frowned upon. Right? It seems almost like something that we're trying to avoid. Like, oh, what a waste of time, something like that. But over there, it's something that's appreciated and celebrated, even, it sounds like, you know?
Yeah, well, because I think the American culture, or at least, I don't know if it's America, or I know California is definitely like this. It's sort of, if you're not demonstrating that you're somebody, then you must yeah, be yeah, nobody.
Yeah. yeah.
You know? So, you know, if you don't have anything to say, right, then you don't right, exist, right, right, right. really.
Yeah. Well, so, I remember, I mean, like, this yeah. is a weird memory of mine, but, like, back in the 90s, there was, yeah, Paul, are you there? What happened to that super duper headset filter thing that you were bragging about? Were you eating? Was that you eating? Did you flip the mic up the whole time while you were eating?
No, I think the battery died or something. Again. Yeah, it's okay. Yeah. Yeah, that. Yeah, it's probably the mic. It's coming from the microphone's probably coming from your laptop then, or your computer then. It's not your headset.
Tap on the headset. Tap on the headset so we can hear.
It's coming from the webcam. It's coming from the webcam.
Wait, if that's battery operated, wasn't there a cord coming out of that? What's the cord for? Nothing?
To charge it, probably. Yeah. Yeah. It's all right.
Well, you were almost going to be a commercial for that set of headphones like an hour ago. Now you can be a commercial for the competitor.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What the hell?
I thought you were emphasizing the whole silence is golden in Japan, like to the next level.
Yeah. he just went like, let me show you how cool this is. And then just radio silence. Like, dude, like, hey. This is a podcast. It's not really going to translate.
I wonder if Japanese podcasts are just like silence.
There's more silence. Just more awkward dead air.
Yeah. So what I was going to say before Paul came back on the line. So back in the 90s, there was this Mariah Carey concert that I saw on TV, and it was like three cities. It was like New York City. Somewhere in Europe, like maybe London, and then Japan, like somewhere in Japan. And so it showed basically the same song set, but the music sounded fluid, but the visual was from each of the three different countries. And in the other two countries other than Japan, they were cheering their asses off, right? Like we do here, you know, like it's a way of us showing our appreciation mm-hmm. for how big of a fans we are for whoever's performing. But when she was performing in Tokyo, it was quiet. I mean, they were all there, all present, but it was like their way of showing her that they appreciate her music, apparently, is by letting her
listening to the music.
Yeah. So yeah, it's something that was like night and day during that performance, and apparently, you know, Paul just kind of confirmed that that's how it is over there. Yeah. Right. Is he there? Are you there? Is he there? Or did
all
he
right,
even have
Paul.
the battery?
No, he's there. I was gonna say, all right, well, yeah. So, yeah, I think, but so I know there was some other stuff that you wanted to talk about, but you know, if it comes up, cool. If not, that's fine too.
One thing I noticed when I was like, so I've when I was in the Navy, I went to a smaller city in Japan, but I noticed that when I went to go across the street, someone would honk at me like as if they were approaching, but they were like 300 yards away, like get out of the street, because I'm gonna hit you in 12 seconds. Like I would have been across the street by then, but they were still honking like as if they were about to run over me.
Like, what is he doing? You were a rebel?
I should have given him like the awesome powers. No, and just stood there.
So they were at least a football
Oh
field away, is what you're
yeah, I'm
saying?
talking like half a block away. Yeah, and they had like more than one
Oh.
occasion. I mean, either they really didn't, because it was jaywalk. We were jaywalking. Either they really didn't want us jaywalking, or they're like, "Hey, we're approaching from half a mile."
At least you weren't like in Singapore. They would have
Oh
caned your ass for
yeah.
something like that. So at least, yeah. So maybe that's what the warning was. Like, dude, you get caned here. Like they're trying to help you. I don't know. But yeah, sounds cool. Sounds like a great time.